Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Ahmaduhu, Wasta'inahu, Wastadihi, Wastafilrahu. Ashadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu, Ashadu anna Muhammada Abduhu Rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Karil and Musalim, Muhammadin wa Ali Ajma'in Sabi'in. That is, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise due to Allah. I praise my seeker's assistance. I seek his guidance and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the best among the prophets Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us his book most clear, and later revealed in the last ayah, "This day I have completed for you your way of life, and completed my blessings and my favor upon you, and chose Al-Islam as your way of life." All praise is due to Allah, who united the hearts of the believers with Al-Islam and has made it forbidden, has finalized, made it an obligation to remain united and made it forbidden to become separated from his clear book, the Quran. I advise you as well as I advise myself first to have consciousness, awareness, taqwa for Allah, the Most High, and obey him. The Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Lahu mukali mukali dasamiwati wal ardi waladina kafaru bilyati Allahi la ikahumul. And that is the 63rd ayat of 30th, the Surah of Zamula, 39th Surah of the Holy Quran. And I just did 63 today because, as we know before, I did 62. But I'm going to read both of them together. Allah is the creator of all. We seek refuge of Allah against the cursed Shaitan. Allah is the creator of all things. He is over all things, disposer of affairs. 63, to him belong the keys of the heaven and the earth. And they who disbelieve in the verses of Allah, it is those who are the losers. And we say, surely Allah speaks the truth. So today's goodbye title, inshallah, is Allah is in control. Allah is in control. The reported hadith of Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu. He reported that the Muhammad, the messenger, the prayers and peace be upon him, said, "Whoever travels a path in search of knowledge, Allah will make easy for him the path to paradise. Verily, the angels lower their wings for the seeker of knowledge, the inhabitants of the heavens and earth, even the fish in the depths of water, seek forgiveness for the scholar. The virtue of the scholar over the worshiper is like that of the superiority of the moon over the stars. The scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. They do not leave behind gold or silver coins, but rather they leave behind knowledge. Whoever has taken hold of it has been given an abundant share. And we always thank Allah. We always thank Allah. We thank Allah even in our times of crisis. We thank Allah in our times of misunderstanding. And we must learn to live our lives based on the fact that Allah is in control. And this is the reason why I took the second part of this khutbah. And the first one, of course, was called 62. Ayah 62 was called, based on Ayah 62, was called Allah is the Creator. Allah is the Creator. Now we have Ayah 63, and we're going to, inshallah, move to what comes next in the succession of the revelation with these ayahs. And what I may have had in my mind when I knew that I was going to continue for, you know, when I started preparing for this khutbah, it was given even more focus Wednesday afternoon for me personally. You know, while I was out working, and some of you know who I work for, we received the information about the tragedy at a school here. And I've worked, you know, many years here and in Chicago in the school systems. And some things, when you work in these school systems, some things you think about but you don't say, but you always are thinking about it. Well, that's exactly what happened here 2 days ago. And it further pushed me to realize even more that the creator of all of this, whatever it is you want to think of, the creator of all this, and if you didn't hear the khutbah from last week, if you can get to the website, the Facebook page, or ask me for a copy so you can make the see this connection. So you can see where I've been guided with what we move into. We focus on the connection that must be understood, either willingly or unwillingly, that the creator of it all has control over it all. Nothing happens without Allah's control. Nothing happens that's not inside the plan of Allah. Allah says he is over everything, is guardian, is disposer of affairs. And I can and have dealt with just that, that thought. But I want us, with God's guidance, to be able to see the connection that these type of statements from God, when God makes these type of statements, how much they mean to us. And I knew before that I could not go into the next ayah without showing some connection to the previous ayah. So as we begin with today's presentation of our khutbah, we see that Allah is telling us, after Allah is telling us that, we should realize that even in the expression of the translations, that there is something for us in the translations. That's not to be disputed, but we know that it only increases once we get we work and get the understanding. We properly explore the Quranic Arabic. We gain more than we may realize when we do that. Even if it's one, if we was one word, we gain more than we had before. And so that's sort of my weekly commercial about learning Arabic, how important it is. But Allah says, Allah is the creator of all things. He is over all things, disposer of all affairs. There's some very important information being given to us, but as we see it, it's not very hard to understand. It's real clear. We have open minds and we can understand that. If we have open minds, we can understand what he's saying. But then he comes right behind that statement. And with this, he says, to him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth. And if I could point this out in the expression that I use today, there's also, sometimes you also read where it says belongs. Belongs. To him belong, you know, the belongs. In this, is, you know, the belongs was used. And this word, makalidu, it comes from a root, galada. And this word means to put a necklace around, right? It also means to twist like a rope. So it's giving us the understanding that it's to hold something. It's to place. So when you put a necklace around there, you know somebody can grab your necklace. So a lot of people that they train dogs, they put choker chains on the dog. They control them by their neck. So that's symbolic for us in understanding that. It also means to take over something. To take over something. In the grammar used, it means that it also, there's an understanding that the keys to something. the keys to something. And when we want to go somewhere, you can have everything you need. You can have your wallet. You can have your list. Now you got to have your mask. But if you ain't got your keys, everything is on hold till you have your keys. And it doesn't matter. You need your house keys and you need your car keys. So keys are important, and that's simple. The keys on the piano do not mean a thing to somebody who can't play the piano. But to somebody that can play the piano, understand the keys, he can make the piano sound beautiful. So when we understand when Allah says he has the keys, make sure you remember this point that I'll bring up later. When he has the keys to the heavens and the earth, that means he also has all the understanding. See, when you have a piano, if you understand the keys, you understand the piano. So when Allah says all the keys are with me, that means he has all the understanding. He has all the knowledge. So for us, we are focusing on one thing, that Allah is the one who has those keys. Allah is the one who has those reins. And if we do not understand what goes on sometimes, we can better get to that feeling that something is not for us to understand. Right? Everything's not for us to understand. We realize that Allah is the creator and Allah is in control, and that everything ain't for us to understand. Allah says that has had no partner in his dominion and has no need of a protector out of weakness. This is very important because, you know, as humans, we get out of pocket sometimes because we think that we're owed explanations about everything. You know, I would like to know where that's written, that we're told that we have to know everything. It is not just something that we develop on our own. You know, this is something that's given to us over and over again through generations. You know, the governing bodies, the authorities, they all get a sense of entitlement. Look at what's going on in Texas right now. I'm not saying where we stand on it, but just look what we're talking. You know, that's that entitlement that they can decide. They got to know everything that's going on. They need to know everything that's going on, or what should go on. So this is why Allah is clearly saying to us that he has controls of the heavens. Right? First, he said the heavens, samawati. And per our teacher, Imam Muhammad, he reminds us that when we look at the heavens, when we look at it, there's not just one heaven. Right? Allah says that there's seven heavens. Seven levels. This is the Quran. And there are also seven tracks inside of us. You know, man brings us to our attention so we can understand exactly where we should be in our thinking on this, that Allah controls the seven heavens above us, and he gives us the opportunity to have some control over the seven heavens inside of us. And the best way to do that is to use what Allah has given us. So as we deal with this, the heavens are symbolic of spiritual life. Adam alayhi salam was created in the heavens. Then he was put down into the earth. Something caused him to slip out of that state that was heavenly, so to speak. Right? And it caused him to be placed in the earth. Now, in the creation of Adam alayhi salam, we were told that the earth is the content that we're made of. So it is natural for us to feel easy in the earth. It's natural for us to feel easy on the earth. What hurts your feet more, concrete or grass, nice soft grass? You know how there's a time where you used to be able to just lay on your back on the ground, look at the sky, sit up and just look at the skies and not be bothered by nothing for hours. And if you go down and you get to an ocean, you have your feet in the sand, and the earth, and you're listening to the water, and you're looking at the skies, you're at peace. You're at peace. Nothing will bother you because you're a part of the creation. That's a part of you. So to me, this symbolizes the finding of balance. And as I bring it close to this first part, the word El Ardi, the earth. Earth is a symbol of material life. Having ourselves grounding on the earth doesn't allow us to float away, so to speak. You know how some of us, regardless of the faith, they get so spiritual that they seem to be floating. And normally when we see somebody like that, we say, oh yeah, yeah, they out there. They out there. Right? Well, out where? They are so out in the spiritual world that they cannot ground themselves in what the reality is for us to have. And that is what we must have a balance in our lives and understanding that Allah is in control. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah is in control. So the word samma, and the root means to be high or raised. Yeah, it means heavens. And when I grew up, if you went to heaven, you went up. And if you're gonna go to hell, you go down, right? This is what they teach the masses. But when Allah placed Adam, alayhi salam, on the earth, he placed his creation to be the one who would be his agent down on the earth. We did not get placed into hell. We got placed to be the agent here on the earth. Not in control, but to be the maintenance person. To maintain, to be the one in charge of maintaining. And you know, when I grew up in Chicago, all the high-rise buildings in Chicago, the maintenance man lived in the building. Right? If you remember Good Times, even on Good Times, Bookman lived in the building. You know, there's so much symbolism in that. But the point being that if there was a problem, then the maintenance man could fix it right then and there. He's right there on the property. And if Allah wanted his creation to get back to the state of obedience that he had him in that heavenly mindset, in that heavenly state that he was in. And remember, the creation of Adam at the time was an intellect. It was not the body that we see each other in until Allah gave the body what it needed to be successful in life. He gave the creation his revelation. So when we realize that there is no God, that's revelation. When we realize that God created all of this and all of what is to come and what all that has gone by, that is revelation. Yes, then he revealed his word to us, right? This is what makes the creation one who will be the agent for God here. That is what God has done to bring us back to that original state of obedience. It is like he wakes us up. Because Allah says that nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. Because it is when God wakes us up that we see the revelation, we come into a new mind. When Adam learned words from his creator, then he could repent. That is when God knew we were ready to be placed into the earth. Into the earth. Allah says in Arabic is ikbitu. It means go down. So this is the action that happened. We were placed down here because in the state we were in, there is no room for disobedience. There is no room for disobedience in that spiritual world. There's no room for disobedience in the material world that Allah wants established. It is when you only care about the quote-unquote material world or you only care about the spiritual world, that means that you can become into a state of disobedience because Allah wants us balanced. Understand, when I'm saying when you only care about one thing and nothing else matters, That's not the balanced creation that Allah created us to be. This is why we have symbolism. This is, again, Imam Muhammad's teaching. He taught us about the ankles and the balls, you know, the balls and the ankles that fit your feet. Now, if we didn't have the feet for the balls to sit in, we would never be standing up. We'd never be on balance. We couldn't walk. We couldn't stand. But the foot is the barrier between the person and the earth. So that means we're not only we're balanced, but we don't sink, right? We don't fall in, because you got, if you take two points and you put them in the earth, just like tent poles, they're gonna go down into the earth, right? So we don't sink. We don't go into the earth, you know, unless we're in mud or quicksand, right? Something that has moisture. Now that's symbolism there, meaning that there is too much emotion going on in the earth, in the ground beneath us, to make us lose the ability to hold us up, right? First you slip, then you sink. But when you realize that the earth is for us to establish our material life, to work with our spiritual life, then now we can understand that the floods, the hurricanes, the fires, anything that shows us how the earth is in a state that it can suffer is also telling us about our own lives and how it can suffer. So the Sama, heavens, it also means raised. The raising is not physical, but mental. We have to raise above things sometimes. We cannot get muddy all the time. We can't get dirty all the time. This is another sign in the ablution. And let me say this because I want to make sure I get this out today. But the ayat, the signs, believers. Believers believe in the signs of Allah. We have the signs in the heavens and signs in the earth, signs in the Quran for us as Muslims. Allah says, and they who disbelieve in the verses of Allah, it is those who are the losers. And I want to say this, that whatever is going on, whatever we've been dealing with for over the last year and a half plus, it's real. Something's going on. Only Allah knows what's really going on, but it's a sign. And those who are not believing in what a sign is, Allah says, are the losers. Inshallah, I'll get back to some more about the signs in a second. So when we make ablution, right, wudu, we take water and we use it, all right? But now, what if we don't have any water? We want to be in a state that allows us to pray or allows us to read the Quran. What can we do? We find what? We find clean earth. We find clean earth. So now we've been placed down into the earth. What's bad about that? If Allah says you can use the earth to get into a state that you can worship me in. The sign of being a proper state to become one of the heavens means that we must still have some earth to do that. You know, water falls from the skies. It's a mercy from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now where does it fall? It falls onto the earth. And you know, when I was out Wednesday, I ended up at a location where they were holding parents. And a bad weather cell came through about 5 o'clock. I mean, it came down. Thunder, lightning. And when it cleared, there was more of a calm in that whole area than had been all day long. We had been out there for hours by then. And then all of a sudden, there was a rainbow. I'm sure it's people that saw the rainbow in the papers or in social media. There was a rainbow that appeared. If you were facing the store, you could see the rainbow just clear as day. Now, in tradition, the rainbow, and this is our tradition as well. There's traditions on the rainbow in our way of life as well, and before us. The rainbows means that we will never be drowned again. In the symbolism of the story of Noah, alayhi salam. The understanding of what God controls. This is understanding what God controls. This is why we have to become educated to understand that. We have to seek knowledge so that we don't get caught up in just a story, but we can see the meanings in that story and understand. So what does the flood symbolize for us? And of course, we pray for all the states that have been affected and been hit hard with Hurricane Ida. And inshallah, they will be able to recover and continue to move on. But you know, flooding symbolizes that emotions have gotten too high. And can we see the flooding of emotions that has flooded this country? Don't look at the weather. Just think about the flooding of emotions that are going on in this country. The flooding of emotions that are now going on in Winston-Salem, Forsyth County. When you're dealing with all those emotions, then there's no heaven and no earth there. It's nothing but water. It's a flood of the spirits, right? Not spirit, but spirits. There's an imbalance of the spirit because you have too many spirits going on. And you know, when you have a house, they say a house is haunted. What do they say? Some spirits in that house. The person living in that house cannot live there because the spirits are not at rest. When Allah told the angels that he's going to make and place in the earth one who will be his agent, and they asked, will this one cause bloodshed? And later on he responded, he said, wait until I have blown into him of my spirit, my ruh, my spirit, when I have given him the right spirit. Now that doesn't happen to an uneducated creation. And I'm not speaking to somebody with a PhD. I'm speaking to a well-grounded believer who's seeking the knowledge that God has for them. So why do they say you have to ground a negative? Because the earth has some positivity. You go, you do something with some electricity and you don't ground that. You don't ground it. It might not be able to talk about it afterwards. And where do they put electrical wires around a city? They raise the electrical wires on a pole and they connect the whole city with electrical wires. Can we see the balance in that? It's a sign for us. Allah is in control of everything right now. The prophet in the reporting that I read earlier, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, whoever travels a path in search of knowledge, Allah will make easy for him the path to paradise. Verily, the angels lower their wings for the secret knowledge. The inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, even the fish in the depths of water, seek forgiveness for the scholar. And the virtue of the scholar over the worshiper is like the superiority of the moon over the stars. And I'm going to stop there on that. Say, whoever travels the path, you know, you can go around the whole world and not take one step. If you're going around your world, you're living in your world. Your life is the path you live in. The spiritual world is in the heavens and the material world is in the earth. Look at both, at both of your worlds. Look at your spiritual world and look at your material world. Do not only look to see what's missing in terms of status in the spiritual world or material or trinkets in the material world, but look at what you're missing in understanding. Remember, the keys are with Allah. The understanding is with Allah. See what we're missing in the terms of understanding and gaining knowledge of these is what our life is about. And who controls both of them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that if we want to gain knowledge about the life he has for us, the life here and in the life forever after this one, we must seek knowledge. We must seek the right knowledge, the knowledge that's beneficial to us, the best knowledge. We seek those in the signs that God has given and will give. And when we are seeking this knowledge, we travel a path that is that has us grounded firmly on the earth, the material, right? And it also has us raised up in the heavens, the spiritual, right? The mustaqim is straight up. That path is symbolized as straight up, right? That's what it means. The sabil Allah is forward. Our journey on those paths moves us toward our destination. It leads us towards our return to that original obedience, that original nature. But when you look at it, you have to think of a 45-degree angle. Think of a 45-degree angle, right? The mustaqim is at 90, and the sabil Allah is at 0, because it's straight. And if you only concentrate on the spiritual side of knowledge and life, you go straight. So listen, and I pray we understand that knowledge, the keys to understanding, knowledge is the life. There's no life without having some knowledge. It took us watching others to decide we wanted to pull up on something, decide that we want to try to take those steps like them. It took us to learn from others how to talk. That is what knowledge is. Imam Muhammad, he said that God extends and connects and expands everything upon knowledge and mercy. Our whole life is based on knowledge and mercy. We would all be laying, we wouldn't even be here because nobody would have had the knowledge to know that we're trying to recreate more children. If we didn't have knowledge, that was for our benefit. If we only worried about being spiritual, we only go in one direction. And 180, you can go 0 to 180. If we only worried about being, I'm saying up here, spiritual. If we worried about being material, we can only go in one direction. If you only do one, you only go in one direction. But the life of knowledge is to have us going in the one direction guided by God. And that means we move in a direction that has both the spiritual and the material. That 45-degree angle is equal to the mustaqim and the sabil Allah. And again, if you're only doing one, you can go 0 to 180. You can go one way extreme, or you go the other way extreme, backwards extreme, because it's a plane. And if you stay on the same plane, you never get off of that plane. Then what happens? You haven't traveled the path that Allah wants for us. That is meant for us. This is why the prophet said, even the angels lower their wings to the seeker of knowledge. The inhabitants of the heaven and earth said, the fish in the depths of water. The angels are in total submission to God and his will. They acknowledge the seeker of knowledge. The inhabitants of the spiritual world and the material world. Even the fish who live in water, surrounded by what? Surrounded by spirit, surrounded by emotions. They seek forgiveness for the seeker of knowledge, because you can get too emotional about things and lose your focus. The seeker of knowledge is over the worshiper who only wants the spiritual world. Right? We have a tradition of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported that if the angels come into a room and there's people praying and there's people making and people reading, the angels will go with those who are reading. The seeker of knowledge of the worshiper is also like the moon. That's what he said. He said, and Allah says, blessed is he who has placed in this great sky, great stars, and placed in there a lamp, the sun, and a luminous moon. When we look at the sky at night, we see stars. We see the Little Dipper, Big Dipper, etc. But when we look at the moon, we see the stages of the moon. We see the superiority of the moon. And everything we do when it comes to the Ramadan is based on what? The moon. This is what happens when we believe in the signs. We do not become losers. Kasiruna, losers. It expresses losers. But it also means to wander from the right path. To wander from the right path. Allahu Akbar. As I close, when we do not believe in the Creator, when we do not believe that the Creator is in control of everything, when we do not believe in the signs that the Creator, who is in control and disposer of everything and everything that he has given us, it means that we're off the right path. We've been deceived by the big deceiver. We want to be those that believe, that seek knowledge, that testify to the fact that Allah created everything and is disposer of all affairs. Meaning, this means that Allah is in control. Now, inshallah, have given us the benefit of the day, which all praise due to Allah, and may we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul 'alim. O our sustainer, accept thou this from us, for verily thou alone art all hearing and all knowing. Ameen.